We're in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, "Shgedim be'egozim she'achlam erev Yom Tov." You have nuts that you ate before Yom Tov. Masikim be'klipem be'Yom Tov. Then you're allowed to use the shells for fire on Yom Tov because they're already prepared before Yom Tov. The shells v'im achlam be'Yom Tov. But if you ate the nuts on Yom Tov, ei masikim be'klipem, then you're not allowed to use those shells anymore because the shells are considered to be nolad, just like the kli which was broken. So too, these shells are considered to be nolad. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if the shells or the seeds are able to be eaten by an animal, it is still muksa. You're not allowed to use them. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, because yesterday they were attached to the food and they were considered to be food itself, which is able to be eaten by man. And now they're only able to be eaten by an animal, so therefore they have the status of nolad. Even though by Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Siman Shin Ches said that something which is now ro'i for achilas behema is not muksa, the Prebganim explains that's because by nolad on Yom Tov we're more machmir than we are by Shabbos. So that's why even though if something changed from a Michael Adam to Michael Behema on Shabbos, we would be Makel, and you can move it. It's not Muksa the shells, etc. On Yom Tov, where now it went from Michael Adam to Michael Behema, it's considered to be Nolad. This is only if it's something which doesn't have any fruit remaining on it, any of the food remaining on it. But if you have dates or something which, once you eat from it, the seeds still have some of the fruit remaining on it, so then you would be allowed to move it, agav, the fruit. The Rama comments, Gam ein lahasagim ha-gozim vashgedim atzman elim kem hinadayim beklipa. You're not allowed to use nuts for fire unless they are still in their shells, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because they're not really used for fire, because a person doesn't usually use food to make a fire, as opposed to kalim, which sometimes people will throw in on Yom Tov, and therefore they would use them, these foods, which are not normal for people to throw it in to make a fire, because they're going to eat them instead, forgetting about batashka. It's just not something that a person does, so they're not mukhan for it, so therefore you can't do it unless they're still in their shells, which sometimes people would do. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Yerushalmi, who says that you can use the food, and that's how the Rashba paskins, that you can use food to make the fire. The Rama continues, Lapidim shenesharam yom tov rishon shekabu, if you have wicks that remained after the fire went out from Yom Tov Rishon, Mutter Lachs or Ladlika Mafilu B'Yom Tov Shenish Rosh Hashanah or Yom Tov Achar Shabbos, you're allowed to use them on the next day. Even though the Rama over here is Mekil, because there are many who are Matir, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchila, one should be Machmir and set aside different wicks to be used on the first day of Yom Tov and other wicks to be used on the second day of Yom Tov. But if you didn't, so then you could use those same wicks, but maybe you should use the other side of the wick. That is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. This relates back to what we discussed earlier about cleaning out the wax from the cups that you want to use to light new candles for the second night of Yom Tov, and we said you'd be allowed to clean out that wax for a variety of reasons. So too, removing the wick that was in there, that silver piece, said it was also going to be mutter in order that you'd be able to light new candles. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger says that that's considered to be tzorech ora. You need it for the light, so it's okay. Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out that really maybe it's not because we have electric light, so we don't really need it. But maybe lighting the candles, once you hold that it's mutter to light the candles a second night, so then cleaning out the glass cups from those silver things could be considered to be a tzorech Yom Tov. Anyway, Tav Kuf Beis, Ein Motzin Eish Lo Min HaEitzim V'Lo Min HaBanim V'Lo Min HaAfer V'Lo Min HaMayim. You're not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Tov from wood or from rocks or from dust or from water, whatever way that that will be done. You're not allowed to create a new fire on Yom Tov, since you could have created the Yom Tov, the fire before Yom Tov. Therefore, just like all Machshir Yochal Nefesh that you could have done before Yom Tov are not mutter to do on Yom Tov, so too here, since you could have created the fire before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to create it on Yom Tov, just like all other Machshir Yochal Nefesh. The Mishnah Berurah says that b'diyeved, if you did create the fire, so then you would be allowed to use that fire. This is the opinion of most poskim, even though the Be'er Halacha does bring those who are machmir b'diyeved. The Be'er Halacha says that most are mekel, and therefore we have the right to follow that opinion. The reason given by the Elia Rabin, the name of the Rashba, is because it's only prohibited to benefit from a malacha done be'isser on Shabbos, but not on Yontif. We saw this opinion already earlier, that the Rashba holds that there is no isser of Maisa Yom Tov, like there is an isser of Maisa Shabbos. Others say it's because a fire is constantly being recreated, so the malacha that you did with that original fire, you're not benefiting from that original fire anymore. It's a new fire that's being created, and that's why you're allowed to benefit from it. But if this is the logic, so then electricity, which was turned on Yom Tov, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you would not be allowed to benefit from it because it's that continuous same fire which created the original current, and therefore you would not be allowed to benefit from it. So we said the reason that you're not allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov is because it's like all Machshir Yechal Nefesh. But therefore, if you were in a situation like you were in the desert or in jail or something where you couldn't create the fire before Yom Tov, some poskim say you would be allowed to make it on Yom Tov. What happens if you lit a fire before Yom Tov, but then the fire went out on Yom Tov? So the Minchas Yitzchak says that even though it would appear that this should fall into that category also, where, look, you did it Erev Yom Tov, so therefore you shouldn't be punishing, you should be allowed to relight it on Yom Tov. The Minchas Yitzchak says, no, you're not allowed to, because this is something common that happens, and the Chachamim Aser did a gzeira that people might come to be making L'machshir Yechal Nefesh in general when they could have done it before Yom Tov. The Sheva Levi writes that since it's clear in the Orchos Chaim that the Minhag Olam is to be Machmir by even someone who couldn't do it before Yom Tov, so you can't really be Mekel Negad the Minhag, and therefore even if the fire went out, if you lit it before Yom Tov and the fire went out on Yom Tov, you would not be allowed to relight it, even if there's no way to heat up your food in any other way. One final point about the fire, you would be allowed to raise the fire on Yom Tov. You can turn on more gas on Yom Tov. That would be allowed because, again, it's just making the fire greater, which is okay. You're not creating a new fire. However, turning down the stove would be a problem. You're not allowed to turn down the flame once you turn it up, so you'd have to be careful about turning it up. Rav Moshe Feinstein does have the heter that if the food is on the fire and the food is going to burn if you don't turn it down, then you would be allowed to turn it down, but that would only be if the food is going to burn. If you have no food on the fire and you just want to turn it down so that you're able to cook later on, or because you don't want to waste gas or it's dangerous to have the fire there, etc., you wouldn't be allowed to lower the fire just for that reason.